The Pentagon is trying to decide what U.S. forces should do when they witness the abuse of detainees by authorities in other countries. That issue came up 2 weeks ago after starved and tortured men were discovered at a Baghdad prison run by Iraq's Interior Ministry. Pentagon officials say that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld wants to clarify military guidance for U.S. troops in Iraq. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld asked for the clarification following a well-publicized difference of opinion at a Pentagon briefing last week. Asked about the duty of soldiers who witness abuse, Rumsfeld said they must report the incident. But General Peter Pace, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was standing next to Rumsfeld, said they had to do more. He said American forces have an obligation to try to stop any such abuse. Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman says Rumsfeld has asked U.S. commanders to clarify the instructions on this issue.
It's for him to better understand what the policies and procedures are and to also make sure that we understand that the sergeant, the private, the lieutenant, the captain on the ground have a clear understanding of what their responsibilities are.
Whitman says the top U.S. commander in Iraq, General George Casey, instructed troops last summer to take any reasonable action to stop abuse that they witness and also to report it. The question is, what constitutes reasonable action? Does it include the use of force against the authorities of what is supposed to be a sovereign Iraqi government?
Now that's complicated.
Secretary Rumsfeld, in an address on Monday here in Washington, emphasized the difficulty of this question for U.S. forces.
What level of force should they use to try to stop it if they see it happening in a country where they don't know the laws, they don't know the culture?
Eugene Fidel, president of the National Institute of Military Justice, says it's unlikely that any U.S. troops who used force to stop mistreatment of prisoners in Iraq would be prosecuted under Iraqi law. And Fidel argues that current U.S. military law could be interpreted to require such intervention.
The Uniform Code of Military Justice, which is the body of criminal law that governs military personnel, forbids conduct that is service discrediting. It also, in the case of commissioned officers, forbids conduct that is not that of an officer and a gentleman.
Fidel says that language, by implication, could impose a duty to intervene to stop mistreatment of prisoners. But he acknowledges that not everyone agrees with that interpretation.
In candor, military law experts are divided on whether there is such an obligation at the moment.
Retired Army Brigadier General David Irvine taught prisoner interrogation and military law for 18 years. He says that the U.S. Army is bound by its own tradition and values to protect the weak, and he applauds General Pace's position that intervention is required.
It was absolutely inspiring to me that someone in that position had finally stood up and said, do what is not only legally right, but what is morally right.
The issue of how U.S. forces should respond to situations of abuse has become more pressing in the face of growing evidence that Shiite militia, under the guise of Iraqi security forces, are torturing and killing Sunni Arabs. The U.S. military knows that Sunnis were tortured at the secret prison found in Baghdad because U.S. forces helped raid the facility. But a U.S. military doctor who has returned from Iraq says the problem goes far beyond one prison. Major R. John Stuckey told the Christian Science Monitor that he witnessed evidence of torture, abuse, and neglect of prisoners at a variety of facilities. He was in Iraq from January to June of this year. NPR contacted Major Stuckey for further comment, but he said that the military has instructed him to stop giving interviews. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.
You can read a variety of editorial opinions on the debate over torture by going to our website, npr.org.